Welcome to Get Up in the Cool, old-time music with Cameron DeWitt and friends. This week's episode is a crossover, shared universe, trad music spectacular, with Charlie Walden's new podcast, Possum's Big Fiddle Show. So as you're listening to this, open up your podcast app and subscribe. It's available in all the same places as Get Up in the Cool. And that's Possum's Big Fiddle Show, Possum with a P, not an O. Also, there will be a video for this episode. I know Charlie's releasing the whole interview on YouTube, and I might do the same on my channel and Facebook page, or at least I'll post some of the tunes. Anyway, stick around afterwards for details on how to see all that and how to get exclusive bonus content for supporting Get Up in the Cool. But first, here's my interview and jam with Charlie Walden. Enjoy!
You gotta love those tags, baby.
All right, you ready for a simultaneous intro?
Okay, simultaneous intro. Here we go.
Charlie Walden, welcome to Get Up in the Cool.
No. Hey, take two. Here we go. Wait a second. Hi, I'm
Charlie Walden. To Get Up in the Cool.
It's supposed to be. Hi, I'm your host.
But that's not how I introduce my show.
See, because I always talk about myself first. Okay. All right, let's try it one more time.
Okay. I'll do it my way. You do it.
No, I'm gonna do it your way, baby. Cameron DeWitt, welcome to my podcast. Possum's Big Fiddle Show. Hey, man. Good to see you.
This is our first crossover.
Right.
First crossover old-time podcast, as far as I know, ever to exist.
Did you ever see Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't cross the streams. That's what we're doing.
They were crossing the streams. But they do that in the end, and that's what saves the day.
Right, so this can save the whole world right here. Good. This whole deal.
Cheers. So far, you're a better podcast host because you bought me beer.
Mm. Actually, I managed to get these beers for free.
Oh, okay, because, yeah, this episode is sponsored by Bog Turtle Brewery.
Yeah, Bog Turtle Brewery. And if you call my hotline, the number I'm putting down here on the screen.
You're going to do
that? I might send you this, you know, if you call my hotline. I might mail you.
Free swag.
Yeah, but the operating word there is might.
Might.
I'm putting the number right here. See, can you see it, folks? I'm putting the number right here. I don't have the number of my hotline memorized, which is kind of a sad thing.
You got to do that.
Yeah, well, I'll work on it.
That's episode 5.
That's right.
The show's still going well. All right, who's going to interview who first? Should I ask you about your show?
Sure, ask me about my show, yeah.
Tell me about your show. There's two episodes out at the time of...
us recording this.
There's two episodes.
I'm going to release this soon.
Okay, good, yeah. Good.
Yeah. So
this might go up. This might go up for me like right away. You know.
Okay. Yeah. Like, maybe we'll both release it.
Yeah. Okay.
At the same time.
Good. That's great. Good. Let's coordinate.
Okay. Cool.
Same day.
That would make sense. Why wouldn't we do that?
I don't know.
Okay. Obviously. Okay. So Possum's Big Fiddle Show.
Possum's Big Fiddle Show. I was inspired by your podcast, and also my son has a podcast.
Really?
Yeah. It was previously called Sports with a Capital F. And now it's called the 1 Gram Army, and he and a buddy of his in Georgia do this podcast where they talk about everything, conspiracy theories, you know, and whatever, you know.
Is that Graham hyphen on Facebook?
No.
Because there's this guy who's been posting his own video series on your Friends of the Mando Mule site.
Oh, yeah, that's Graham.
That's him.
That's
okay.
Him. That's my son.
I thought it was some random dude just spamming your site. I was dude's great. And you're totally humoring him. I'm Charlie's such a good sport.
No, that's my spawn. Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, so that's
makes
my inspiration.
So much sense. Sports with a capital F. Is it a sports podcast?
It was, but now he kind of ran out of steam on sports, and there's so many sports podcasts that he's moving on to geoengineering, Armageddon, end of the world.
Very good.
Yes. Well, everybody's interested in that, right? I mean, come on. Sure, why not? Hey, this is pretty good beer, don't you think?
It's really good.
Yeah.
Bog Turtle Brewing,
take the folks.
Camera.
Somewhere here in Pennsylvania. By the way, where are we?
We're at Brandywine.
Brandywine
Revival. Yeah. This is like the fifth or sixth one.
Yeah. So you've been to several of these, right?
Yeah, this is like my, I think, fourth one. Uh-huh. I missed 1 year. So however long I've been coming to this, 1 year more than that.
Right.
That's how long it's been going.
It's great. This is my first one. It's of small festivals. Like, this is the most intense bunch of old-time music I've ever been around, you know? It's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's really good. Do you know that there used to be one before?
Right, yeah.
Before it was revived, the dead one.
That's right.
I haven't heard much about it other than they once burned a hammered dulcimer in effigy. My only hammered dulcimer guest, Deb Justice, told me that. That's all I know about, yeah.
Like Il Duce at the end of World War II. They strung it up, burned it. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, so that's all I know about it.
Right, that's only surpassed by the great disco demolition that happened in the 70s at the White Sox Park in Chicago.
They
blew
up
a bunch of disco records. They set them on fire, and there was a riot.
People really hated disco, didn't they?
Actually, they didn't. They secretly loved it, but no one wanted to admit.
It's like a guilty pleasure.
Right.
I really like everything that I've heard.
Oh, yeah, disco's awesome. What are you talking about?
I think like today, guilty pleasure is like, because irony is a thing.
Sure.
So you can have guilty pleasures.
As long as it's ironic.
As long as it's ironic, but really, it's not.
No, because you really like
it. Yeah, you're not aloof. Yeah, you love it.
Right.
So I think that's like a cool thing that modern culture has allowed
you
to enjoy things that are silly.
Right, like I'm wearing topsider boat shoes right now, but only ironically. You know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, we joke, but I think it serves a useful function.
It's a real thing, yeah. 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 So in a way, playing the fiddle and the banjo is kind of this ironic thing. You know, if around people who don't know about it, you could always treat it as some kind of ironic pastime you're engaged in, when really, like, you're totally sucked into it.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
Consuming your entire life. You know, we worked out the tunes we're going to play. We should have played Brandywine. Do you know that tune?
No, that's a tune?
Yeah, that's a tune. It's a Kenny Baker tune.
I mean, is it hard?
Not really.
We'll just play it.
Shall we try a little bit of it? Shall we try it right now?
Yeah. I need to change tuning anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll go to a G note.
Go to G, yeah. Yeah, Brandywine, it's a Kenny Baker tune. It's on one of his records. And I think he performed at one of those original Brandywine festivals, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, there you go. You're almost there.
That sounds like G to me.
That sounds like G to me, baby.
Gee whiz. All right. Thank you.
course. That's what I'm talking about. That's a great tune.
Oh, huh? Boy. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some shapes in there that I've never played before, and I still haven't played.
Right, but yeah. Especially on the second part, there's some nice things going on, yeah.
Kenny Baker, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I gotta transcribe some Kenny Baker.
A lot of his tunes would work nice on Clawhammer Banjo. They're kind of, they're really kind of old time tunes, you know.
Yeah, but they're really, really notey.
Oh yeah, oh,
yeah. They got all the notes.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Some guy walked by last night. We were playing over in the corner against the retaining wall, and he looked and said, "I like your music. There's a lot of notes."
I'm starting to like. I feel like after playing with you a few times off mic, I feel like I'm starting to learn how to play with Midwestern fiddlers.
Yeah.
Like turn off my brain. Because as long, I mean, the counting happens.
Yes.
The chords are somewhat predictable.
Right, right.
So as long as I'm like outlining things.
Right.
That I can fake my way through.
Yep.
And then there's like a lot of room for nonsense,
yes.
Which is the most fun part.
Right, right. Because in a way, even though it's melodic and in a way dictated, but you can move around that melody, you know, play with that contour.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's good stuff, man. I love your banjo playing.
Thanks, yeah. Yeah. Likewise.
I'm glad to say that, folks. He's a good banjo player. I think I said that once before, but I'll say it again.
So on your first episode, you had some... you had like some electric guitar playing. Was that you?
That was me playing the electric guitar.
That was awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know you played electric guitar.
I've
never seen you play anything other than fiddle.
Oh yeah. Okay. No, I mess around with mandolin a little bit.
Right. Oh yeah. Obviously.
Right, the
mule.
The mule.
Well, that's a different.
Right. But let's not let that out because people don't realize that who the mule is.
Is the mule here today?
He is. In fact, he's here.
Is the mule going to make an appearance?
He could possibly. We could go to break and the mule could appear. You know.
I'm going to like put like a little trigger warning like in my video, in my edit, that says, just so you know, the mule's about to appear.
That's right.
After the commercial break.
You can turn this off now if you want to.
Just emotionally prepare.
Take the kids out of the room. But yeah, you know, I did a Mando Mule video recently with Matt Brown. You know Matt Brown.
You did a Mando Mule video with Matt Brown?
That hadn't been released yet, but...
Oh my God.
And it's hot. And
is he wearing a... Is he being a furry as well?
No, he's not a furry himself, but he was very
Matt Brown playing himself, and you're the mule.
And I'm the mule, yeah. Right. Yeah, right.
I would love to see
That's coming up soon.
Okay.
I've got the raw video. I haven't put it up yet, but it's coming.
Follow the link in the doobly-doo. Yeah.
Yeah, the Mando Mule has its own channel, by the way, too. So
separate entity.
I'll put that link up, yeah.
Yeah.
I have to keep a little distance between myself and that mule persona, you know.
It's probably for the best.
Kind of like Clark Kent with Superman, you know.
Not dissimilar.
Not at all. So I noticed you're drinking both coffee and beer today.
Yeah.
What's the deal with that?
This is my third interview and I need substances to...
to maintain the patter.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Definitely.
So let me ask you what you've been doing lately.
I've been finishing up my job.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. What's going on? What's going down with that?
I just did my like last final performance with the kids, like because I like teach pop music to
kids. Right,
yeah. So we took them to like a recording studio, which is awesome.
Wow.
And it was the only time they've ever behaved, just because they were like, "Whoa, this place is awesome! I didn't know you were preparing me for this."
Yeah, it was a
like
real
a nice
place,
recording
right.
studio, yeah. And they recorded their songs, and which. Maybe I'll include a link for that because there's going to be
that'd be awesome
music videos and stuff, and there's some pretty good stuff.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah, very hashtag teen life music. So
now you have another podcast which I discovered, which I've listened to many times.
Are you serious?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, awesome.
I just stumbled onto it by looking you up one time to find your links to your podcast after I was on and.
Tell me
something about that, man.
I think there's very little overlap between my Get Up in the Cool listeners and Think Outside the Box set listeners. I haven't run into many people who've said they listen to it, because I think it plays to a very different...
You might be
surprised,
though.
That you... Maybe? I don't know. I've gotten at least one... Okay, so I'll explain what it is for those... It's Think Outside the Box set, and we... this is going to sound tedious when I describe it, but I swear it's fun and lighthearted. But we listen to... We choose an artist.
Mm-hmm.
A recording artist.
Name an example.
Garth Brooks was our season one.
Right, right.
And we listen to every album in order and do a song-by-song review. And the goal is to sort of... There's a different sort of thing, a mystery to unravel with each artist. Garth Brooks, the mystery was... he's the single highest-selling solo recording artist in the United States. Of all time, still
more than Elvis.
Yes.
Really? Wow.
And for any recording artist, he's second behind the Beatles.
That's incredible. I bet a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, which is the mystery.
Right.
How can this person, who I've never listened to an album, I've maybe heard one song, but prior to this recording this podcast, how can he be so influential
and so huge.
And so he must be a different demographic, or like, so the goal is like, is the music deserving many sales
and that much following?
Yeah, and how do people consume this music? So we did Garth Brooks, and then we did Insane Clown Posse, total left turn.
Yeah, right.
The thing there was Insane Clown Posse has this huge dedicated cult following. They're actually like recognized by the FBI as like a some sort of gang, like a loosely affiliated gang.
No way.
And they've been like protesting to try to get off the list.
Sure.
They're not violent.
Not really, right.
I mean, they maybe hurt themselves at festivals or each other, you know, but like they're not like, you know, they're only scary conceptually.
They're not doing drive-bys or
anything. No. Yeah. So the idea was like, is this, you know, why is there this huge cult following? How much is it about the actual music that they record, and how much is it about the sort of effect that they've had the community they've, you know. So we did that, and then we did Alanis Morissette. That was our third season.
Really nice.
And we just finished that, and that was a little more in our paradigm slightly, but neither of us had listened to her. And we just started season 4, which is T-Pain. Are you familiar with T-Pain?
I don't know that. No.
T-Pain was like...
is that a solo artist?
Too? Yeah. R&B singer from the 2000s.
Oh, wow.
And he was sort of notorious and infamous for using autotune. But he used it as like an instrument, not as a crutch, because he's a fantastic singer.
Right.
You know? So he sort of became this punchline, you know, and people didn't really take him serious, in part because of that. But... he's actually like a brilliant producer. Like, we've listened to the first album and it's amazing, and it's challenging a lot of my ideas of like maybe some latent racism in me about like misogyny in hip hop and R&B. You know, and I'm listening to it, and we're trying to like figure this out. Also, it's like our first black artist that we're covering, trying to like take it with a grain, you know, like not be two white guys just like
talking about a black artist
like this misogyny, you know. So but it's been like really interesting,
right?
So and the response has been like really, really positive, and we make a lot of jokes and it's a really silly show, but a lot of people have responded and saying like, hey, I'm listening to music different now because of this this show. So it's been like more musically fulfilling than I thought it would be.
Right.
So yeah, it's been like a fun.
Well, and you
project.
Really have to drill down, right? I mean, that's what you're doing.
Yeah, homework every week,
right.
And you know, like, and doing close reads of Insane Clown Posse songs.
And lyrics. Yeah, and looking at the lyrics. Well, you know, you're talking about Garth Brooks. I remember when I lived in Columbia, Missouri, and in the 80s.
Was that's he big what, there?
He was huge.
Yeah.
But he was huge everywhere, of course. But you'd go in a bar. There was this bar there called the Silver Bullet, which, remember country line dancing? I think that's kind of gone out of vogue.
Right.
But so his tunes were big for country line dancing. And when, like, you know the tune, I Got Friends in
Low. Oh, yeah.
When that came on, the whole bar would sing. 300 people were singing his song at the top of their lungs.
That's a great song.
Oh, it's a freaking wonderful song, man.
It's really good.
Incredible song.
He did not write it.
Oh, he didn't?
Well, he doesn't have... Well, he may have a writing credit.
Yes.
But he doesn't write most... He's written, like, one song or two that have just him. Yeah, which...
So somebody else wrote that.
But he curates these,
of course,
you know, these sets, and you know, it's,
and well, and he's the performer, so
right. I mean, it's
the
like a very music industry kind of thing.
But he's awesome.
He's amazing.
Yeah,
yeah, he's really, really good. Yeah,
yeah, it was easy.
And there's another like preconception. He's surprisingly progressive.
Sure.
Sometimes he does some pandering stuff that I don't believe he believes, but like I think he's just trying to like.
Right.
Talk to his audience or something.
He's not Toby Keith, for instance.
No, he's not Toby Keith. He gets a little bit that way, but there's like he won a GLAAD Media Award. I don't remember what that stands for, but it's a gay and lesbian.
Right,
you
right.
Know, like, because in that one song, he was like, when we're free to love anyone we choose, you know, and like that pissed some people off. And he's like he was an Obama supporter, alienated a lot of his following, you know, but.
Well, you know, not everybody in country music scene is a conservative, you know, like Dolly Parton, for instance. Like,
oh, yeah.
So not everybody in that field is conservative by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, it's been a eye-opening experience to listen to these artists and just be like, have some of my prejudices eroded
right.
a bit.
That's
it's,
awesome.
It's nice. I'm trying to get rid of them.
It's a not good, easy to do.
Fun way to do it. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, should we play another tune?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we've been yakking for a while. I'm trying to look at the list here. Oh, we don't have any other G tunes.
Oh, that was it. Okay.
Should we go to... Do you want to go to A or G?
Sure. Go to A. Let's go to A. Let's try that Talk to Dinah.
Yeah.
And you said it was called Who's Gonna Talk to Dinah?
Yeah, I've heard Dinah, Who's Gonna Talk to Dinah, and Talk to Dinah now with you. So I don't remember if they're familiar at
same tune, though.
Similar.
Yeah, similar tune anyway.
Probably.
Yeah, so I got mine from Pete McMahon, a guy who lived in central Missouri. And he taught me the tune, but we'll play a little bit of it here. It's kind of a borderline bluegrass kind of tune too.
Keep this on the DL list.
Yeah, you know. Sorry, folks. It's there is bluegrass in this world, you know.
So your podcast is a fiddle podcast. You do not just do old time music.
No,
you do all sorts of stuff.
I hope to interview anybody who's messing with the fiddle, you know.
So, yeah. Good.
Yeah.
I sometimes mess with the fiddle, but I am not to the point where I want to be recorded.
We'll have you on sometime, you know.
Yeah.
The nice thing about having a new podcast is you can say virtually anything you want because no one's listening to it yet.
Yeah.
It's really sweet, you know. Hey, be sure to call the hotline and put the number down here right now.
I got to start that for Google. That's
Google
great.
Voice, you know. That's how you get it.
Yeah.
So, here, ready to go?
Talk to Dinah.
Talk to Dinah. That's a good number.
Very good.
So, you know, who's running this festival again? I think the...
Claire and Walt.
Claire and Walt. Yeah, you know, I happen to have a copy of Walt's book here. Walt wrote this. It's sort of a about how he learned to play music.
Have you read it?
I've read it. I've read it from cover to cover. It's awesome. He's a St. Louis guy, you know. He's from Webster Groves, Missouri.
I had no idea.
Yeah, and the first part of it's pretty interesting. He talks about taking his banjo and like quitting his job and just hitchhiking around playing his banjo.
I gotta read this.
This would have been in the late 60s, probably, early 70s. But it's great. You mind if I just open it up and read
the passage? Yeah, your favorite passage.
Oh, no, I'm just going to pick a passage at random.
Okay, go for it.
That's all right.
Fair use, right?
Fair use, totally. And, you know, we're advertising his book, so people you can pick up a copy of this book. You can get it right here. Let's see if I can find
this episode's sponsored by Fire. No,
it's by Bog Turtle Brewery. By Bog Turtle Brewery. Her bosom trembled slightly as she contemplated his ample manhood. That's right here on page 86. I don't want to go much further than that, but folks, you definitely want to get a copy of this book.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, it's a bit of an expose of Walt's early life, you know. So
if that doesn't get him flying off the shelf, I don't know what.
You weren't expecting that.
No,
right?
I wasn't. That's
okay, good.
No, but I do know that he would appreciate that.
Well, he appreciated it. He wrote it.
One of my first interactions with Claire was... For this festival, there is a band contest.
Yes, right. It's already happened, I think.
And bribing is encouraged. And this year, bribing was outlawed.
Oh, really?
But just to increase the irony.
Right, and they fudged the rules a little bit.
Yeah, so Walt was like, "Yo, the bribe sucked, but you guys sound good." But anyway, so the first time I was here, I think it was the first year, I competed,
mm-hmm,
you know,
yes.
And Claire came around and I said, "I don't have any bribes." And she said, "We could use your body." That was my first impression of Claire Millen.
Well, they
this
also...
This is my Me Too statement.
That's right. That's her Me Too statement. Yeah. So, you know, they wrote that huge book. It's like a New York City phone book.
It's amazing.
Of course, most young people don't know what a phone book is,
right?
But you'd have to look it up online to see what a phone book looked like. But yeah, it's like this compendium of 1,400 tunes.
No bar number, no bars.
No bar lines. No bars, right. Yeah. Right. And in fact, we took that further last night. I told the guy, not only are there no bar lines, but every note has the same value.
Yeah.
So it makes it really hard to figure out how the tunes go.
Well, just because they're all 16, you know, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's incredible work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else have you had on the show?
Well, I had that John Blizzard was the first guy I had on the show. And then I've only got two episodes. So the second one was a guy named Mike Miller. We call him Wichita Slim. He lives in Elkins, West Virginia. What's that now?
Haven't listened to that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yet.
Well, I actually called him up and had him on Skype, you know.
Yeah.
The little screen. He's on the little screen. We're talking, you know, taking calls from the hotline.
Should do sometime, next time you do like a you should... Did you play with him?
Well, then we played together, right?
So, okay. I was wondering if you had like the nerve to actually do that.
Oh, yeah.
So did he just like mute himself?
Right.
And so you play...
And he has to start the tune, even though he's playing guitar.
That's awesome.
He has to start the tune. Yeah, you should try it sometimes. It actually does work.
That's hilarious.
We got the idea because, you know, we wanted to play together. And
yeah.
So we would just take turns. We've had these, like, three-hour calls on Skype where we're, like, go through a six-pack of beer each, and we're playing tunes back and forth.
That's, like, kind of romantic.
It is.
No, you hang up.
It's a bromance.
Yeah. That's awesome. I like that. I heard that that's how Adam Hurt does his Skype lessons when he teaches. So he'll like mute his own and he'll play. And so
play
along, then unmute and be like, "How did that go?"
And then he can
listen to... I was watching
to...
your arm. But, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, usually if you're the teacher, there are times when you want to listen to them
and times
when you want them to listen to you. So,
yeah.
Hey, have we got another tune we can do?
Yeah, of course. I've already forgotten. Turkey, no.
What's the other one?
Virginia Darling.
Yeah. Now, this is a really, again, you know, hate to say it, this is kind of a bluegrassy kind of fiddle tune, you know. So, but we'll try it. It's a Bill Monroe thing, actually, but not many people played. I think I had it on an old recording of, there was a guy named Joe Meadows who played, what band? He's from Virginia, and he played for a particular big-name bluegrass band that escapes me now. Well, let's try a little Virginia Darling. Thank you. That's a great tune, isn't it?
That's awesome. Virginia Darling.
Virginia Darling, yep. Good so title.
I'm a bluegrass musician now.
That's right. You just became a bluegrass musician. Where are your finger picks? Get them out now. Have you ever messed with playing bluegrass at all?
You know, there was a minute when I first picked up the banjo where I was like, maybe I'll learn a legitimate technique. Before I learned clawhammer, yes. I was trying to decide.
Oh, you're right.
So I got some picks.
Right.
And quickly decided no.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you could always
I might get back into it.
You could always do like Pete Peterson does, you know.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'll start doing old-time three-finger.
Right.
Slowly might work my way to the dark side.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll see. Man, so Darth Vader, there's all of these, like, kid shirts with Darth Vader.
Really?
Yeah, like, he's like a... He like kills kids,
right? You know? But, right,
like, right. My son, like when he sees like a, at the store, like a Darth Vader shirt.
Yeah, right.
He's like, "Hey, I want this shirt."
Right, like he's like the Hitler of sci-fi.
Yeah, you know? He's like the worst. He doesn't. He has this like momentary, like, redemption when he doesn't kill his own
come
son.
Come to Jesus moment.
Yeah, right. But he's like, "You're like a, you committed genocide." Like, right. Many people like this character.
I know, he's and the they worst. Totally give him a pass at the end too. You know. Kind of like Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. Although I will say, so people are like spewing a lot of hate about Kim Jong-un right now. I'm not an apologist. I'm just saying Americans are quick to judge.
Yes.
We're like a little better.
Right.
But we're not.
You know, though... For my audience, I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to cut this part out.
Okay. Yeah, we got a banner to you.
Everybody's got their own demographic, you know.
Yeah,
we got
a people. Right. I'm just saying, people are quick to think America's the best.
Yeah, I know.
Not
I know.
That great.
No. I think we're the country with one of the countries with the most potential, but we always don't reach our potential, you know.
Most improved.
That's right. Most improved.
We get the most improved every year, except for the last 2 years.
Right, like that.
You can cut this all out for
you. Yeah, like when you get your review from the teacher and she says, "Has good posture," you know.
Excellent attendance. Oh my God.
But we digress.
That's what
this is all about.
That's why I wasn't afraid, because I didn't have to ask you how did you learn old time music, because I knew that we'd be able to fill this space.
Right, yeah. Right. There was no need for that. Do you want to know how I learned old time music?
I do already.
I think we already talked about it.
Let's do it again, whole thing.
What episode was that?
I don't know. It was like a couple months ago.
Do you number your episodes? You don't number them.
No, but I do keep track.
Okay.
Hundreds coming around the corner.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You like, because you know, like guys like Joe Rogan, they
right.
they number, like he's up to, you know, 1,000, you know,
right.
something.
Oh my God! Episodes. Yeah, WTF is like in the low 900s.
Uh-huh.
Mark Maron. So
really,
yeah.
Wow.
So another 10 years, I'll get close. We'll see. There has to be like 20 years. Oh my God! I don't know how he does it. Yeah.
I know those guys who pump them out.
Did I just do really bad math?
Probably, but
okay.
my math skills after drinking this beer. This is really good beer from the Bog Turtle Brewery.
We're making jokes, but this is really good.
It is really good. I don't even know where this place is, do you? Somewhere in Pennsylvania, I think.
It must be.
Right, because we're here in Pennsylvania.
It's at Brandywine. It's the only place you can get it once a year. No, it's really good.
Pennsylvania, that's where Dracula's from. Isn't it?
I believe so. You heard it here, folks.
Let's try one more.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean the last one.
Yeah.
Let's just try one more.
My like students always get so pissed off at me when we're doing warm-ups. I'm like, mm-hmm. Do that one more time.
Yep.
And then I'll say, okay, one more time again.
You just said one more time. That's
right. All right. Let me get to D.
D. Oh, yeah. We're going over to D, folks. D's one of the most beloved keys. I think we're going to try a tune called Whiskey Before Breakfast, which a lot of people don't realize is from Canada.
What?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Are you serious?
Sorry to burst your bubble there. Great American fiddle tunes.
First Hangman's real, now this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hangman's real. You know, don't get me started on Hangman's real. Yeah, I started hearing Hangman's real at Clifftop, and I'd go to people and say, you know, that's not how the tune goes at all. Like, you know,
right.
It's like, this is like some virtuoso retuned piece that Jean Carignan played, you know. Yeah. And then it became this kind of like festival style standard. It just blew my mind the first time I heard it. I said, what? I know that from somewhere. And then, that's Hangman's Reel.
So are you saying the way that, I never heard the original.
Oh, you haven't? I'll play it for you sometime.
So that's the virtuosic one?
Yeah.
Because the way everyone plays it is do, 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 do. Well, I'm in the wrong tune.
Right. I don't want to use the word dumbed down, but can I say that on
the edges are rounded off?
That's right. Yes, it's, yeah. I mean, like, they're not rounded off; they're ground off with like a, you know, one of these grinders you use for welding to grind a bead down. I mean, there's barely anything is left of what that tune. I mean, that's you'll have to. I'll shoot you a link to listen to that. It's unbelievable.
I'd love to hear
how it's played. It's just that's a tour de force virtuoso French Canadian fiddle tune. Yeah, so. Okay, so we're not going to play Hangman's Reel, though. We're going to play another Canadian
whiskey
fiddle tune.
Before breakfast.
Whiskey Before Breakfast, yeah. So, let's see.
Hey, Mark. No, it's fine. No. You can interrupt how you want.
Thank you. People from our studio audience. Everyone, look under their seat. You want a car. You want a car. The other night they were saying I was OC about the sixth chord, you know, on the end. Like, you have to do it. You can't lay off it.
Those old timers. horny for them sixth chords.
That's right. Gotta have them. Gotta have them, baby. Yeah, we had a great session over here by the retaining wall. Claire and Walt were playing. I tell you, that Claire, she gets wound up when she plays now. I mean, she was like on fire. It was incredible.
Yeah. She's like really good.
Yeah, and the energy
she's like
level.
The best.
It was like she was on 11, you know. I mean,
and all of her tunes are hard.
Yeah, right. She was playing. We were playing all the notey tunes. You know?
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was a great session till I fell off the wall. But that's a story for another time. That kind of ruined the evening for me. Yeah. I had to go to bed after I fell off the wall. Folks, it can be dangerous here at Brandywine.
They put up lights though.
I know that the lights were kind of the lights kind of fooled me a little bit though.
Well, next year it'll be Charlie Walden's
right. Well, you know,
revival.
But I must say, my wife offered me the flashlight 3 times before I left, and I kept saying, "No, I don't need a flashlight. What do I need a flashlight for?"
That's toxic masculinity. just take the flashlight.
Take the goddamn flashlight. Nope, not taking it. Sorry.
What are you trying to prove, Charlie?
Yeah. Well, I did prove something.
Oh my god.
So there was a lot of victim shaming after I got back.
The wall's a real bad guy.
Have here. We got time for one more?
Yeah, turkey in the pea patch.
Oh yeah, this is a Buddy Thomas tune.
Yeah,
let's try a little bit.
Hey, yep. Should we say it simultaneously?
Yes. Yeah. What are we gonna say?
The thanks for being on the show.
Oh okay, yeah, thanks
Charlie,
on the show,
Waller,
man.
For being on my show.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, okay. Hey, and you know what? I want you to promise me you'll come back again real soon.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, okay. You come to Pennsylvania like a lot.
I know. It's what's the deal with that? I don't get it. You know? It's like I'm drawn here.
Yeah. More often than
how'd
I come
you like
to Chicago.
The large bowl of brown only M&Ms I had in the green room before you came out here.
Oh, was great, it was lovely. You've outshone me in your hospitality as a podcast host.
Yeah, that, I had some of that Pierre water, we call it.
Pierre
water. Oh, Perrier. That's what it's called. Some of that Pierre water. It was at 42 degrees. You know, yeah. It was perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I got to step up my game. What to say?
What's it going to be now?
Turkey in the pea patch.
Okay, my memory is not too long these days.
Well, I've already forgotten how it goes.
How it goes.
Yeah, so you start it and I'll come in when I want.
What, I'm going to start out a little slow, kind of like this.
You can find Possum's Big Fiddle Show wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find links in the episode description on your device, my website, and the post on Get Up in the Cool's Facebook page, which you should have liked and followed by now. What are you doing? Make sure to visit charliewalden.com for a portal to all his fiddling endeavors, including Skype lessons, tabs, sheet music, booking, his Patreon, which you should all support, and his YouTube channel, where he posts the video versions of his show. If you want to support Get Up in the Cool, thanks. Visit CameronDoIt.com and click the button that says Patreon. Then choose a support level that works for you and get its corresponding reward. Throw in a little and I'll give you an on-air shout-out. Throw in a little more and you could get access to the bonus track blog where I post the extra tune that my guests and I play for each episode. This week's bonus track features Charlie and I playing Fat Meat and Dumplings, so come serve up. At higher levels of support, you could join me for a monthly online banjo workshop or download the whole Get Up in the Cool tune archive, featuring every tune and song ever played on the show, including the bonus tracks, tagged and separated from the dialogue for your listening convenience. In fact, I want to make a big shout out to Caleb Hall for raising his pledge to this level. Thanks so much, man. Your support means a lot, and I hope you enjoy the tunes. I also offer all those rewards in bulk at a discount at CameronDeWitt.com/store, where you can also purchase a Telegram. If you'd like me to read a message on air for another listener of the show, or promote your business, festival, or crowdfunding campaign, that first chunk of money that comes from the bulk reward sales and Telegrams will go to buying a new microphone, which will directly improve your listening experience. You can find my other show, Think Outside the Box Set, wherever you like to get your podcasts, and you can purchase my albums, including Get Up in the Cool Volume 1, the Best of 2016 album, by going to my website, CameronDeWitt.com, and clicking the buy/stream button. Also on my website is a contact form, and that's the best way to hit me up for Skype banjo lessons. Thanks for listening, friends. That's all for now. Don't forget to subscribe to Possum's Big Fiddle Show, and come back same time next week to Get Up in the Cool.